Nolte, CEO on Starz Flea Hallmark Channel for Non-Woke Network. By John Nolte on September 27, 2022. Now that the Hallmark Channel has gone woke, it is suffering an exodus of talent, reports Giant Freakin' Robot. The Hallmark Channel was once an oasis away from the increasingly politicized entertainment world where every TV show and movie pushes the woketard agenda. These sorry days, there is just no escaping the left's relentless lectures and shaming. The non-stop self-righteousness delivered by intolerant and smug leftists desperate to preen their supposed moral superiority. Instead, the Hallmark Channel offered nice, apolitical movies focused on sympathetic characters and heartwarming stories. There was nothing even close to the divisive identity politics, adult sexuality, lessons on race and equity, and whatever else these self-righteous Hollywood clowns have come up with. The Hallmark Channel was seen as something especially important during the Christmas holidays. Mainstream Hollywood has stopped making Christmas movies. So Hallmark produced new Christmas movies every year. The kind of movies people long for, light-hearted stories about family, universal truths and values, and discovering what's important. Every once in a while, a little religion was even allowed to sneak in. This focus on wholesome, unifying, and universal storytelling made the Hallmark Channel one of the most popular cable channels in the country. Its Christmas movies became an iconic part of the culture. Well, now you can add the Hallmark Channel to the list of liberals ruining everything. The network was targeted for destruction, and immediately surrendered without a fight. The Hallmark Channel has been very excited to promote new projects featuring LGBTQ storylines, characters, and actors, according to VP of Programming George Zarilidis in an interview with NBC. Each year, the Hallmark Channel announces its lineup of Christmas movies, and LGBTQ activists have long protested the lack of LGBTQ plots and characters in these offerings. The 2020-2021 season saw the channel's first LGBTQ lead in a Christmas movie and a promise to expand such programming down the road. No one wants to watch that crap. No. 1. The Hallmark Channel had a very specific audience, a wholesome audience. The left targeted it to deliberately alienate that audience and destroy one of the few remaining family channels that was still a family channel. That's what the left does. And those who fall for it find they have not increased their audience. Instead, they are ruined. Knowing this, Bill Abbott, the CEO of Crown Media Family, which owns the Hallmark Channel, jumped ship. He wanted nothing to do with producing propaganda. This is also true of a number of the stars who helped make the Hallmark Channel what it is. Candace Cameron Bure, Danica McKellar, and Jen Lilly. Giant Freakin' Robot says Abbott's goal at his new network, Great American Media, is to respond to the Hallmark Channel's initiatives by providing the family entertainment his former employer became known for. Abbott adds that Great American Media viewers can expect lighthearted fun, heartwarming stories, and none of the dark situations, violence, sexual situations, things that just create anxiety. And now, the same thing that happened to Star Wars and the Boy Scouts will happen to the Hallmark Channel. What had been universally beloved will now become polarized, intolerant, stressful, and no fun. This piece was updated to correct a quote misattributed to Bill Abbott. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.